views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is Monday, December the 10th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to get in on the conversation. So please definitely do that at any given time. We'd love to hear from you on this Monday, December the 10th, 2018. So we're going to have a live show for you today. So definitely looking forward to that. We're going to get right into it. But before we can get into the show, make sure everyone, please make sure that you support this network, Black Talk Radio Network. You could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there, find the donation prompt, hit it. And then once you have done that, you will give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to move forward and to progress, because it's very, very important that we do that, because without your support, this grassroots organization known as Black Talk Radio Network will not be able to stay bringing you information. Please, the information, those of you that actually use the overall network, please be a supporter of it. Do whatever it is that you can to support it, because without your support, the network will not be able to stay on its current course, okay? So as I always say, don't just eat the fruit. Please feed the roots. So definitely please do that. So we have a live show for you today because of Black Talk Radio Network, and all the information that we bring to you is because this network was put together for that very reason, to bring you information so that you can engage in relationships from a position of advantage, from information, as best that we possibly can. So come on over to, definitely please support, come on over to supporting the network so it can continue to grow. You can also support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community It is a holistic
community.
You say society? Okay, so it is a social society where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. I would agree with you. It is really a society when you say that. Pastor Keith. Pastor Keith has finally just come into the building. And so today we are ready to go. Pastor Keith, and I'm surprised Pastor Keith is not. Wait a minute, Pastor Keith. I noticed something different about you.
What?
You broken your addiction to video games on your phone? I just sent him on a bench. Well, anyways, glad to have you here, Pastor Keith, in the building. Even in between playing your video games, you bring so much to the overall platform. Greatly appreciate you. So definitely support Black Talk Radio, excuse me, support BTR Community. How you could do that? BTR Community is a social media platform, a social media society, as Keith would say, a social media society where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. I would definitely agree with that. And you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity, become a member for only $24 a year, and then you can post things about yourself, your business, things that you think need to have more public awareness, and you can post things that, you know, you think are relevant within reason, and there can be also a monetary gain to that as well. So, yes, society. Yes. Yes, I would agree with Pastor Keith. So, very, very, very important. So, please, everyone, support the network by being a part of BTR Community for only $24 a year. That will actually support this network as well. And actually, BTR Community is the only place that I actually post anything. I don't do Fedbook, Facebook at all, or I don't tell or tweet. So check out that. So let's get into – oh, well, before we do that, everyone, please, before it becomes more difficult and basically impossible to actually exchange your currency for money – because at some point in some time, the only way that you'll be able to exchange for money is if you actually give another form of money for an asset for an asset. You won't be able to exchange your coupons, known as cash or currency, for the overall to acquire money. And so do that now while you still can do it and have that leverage. You can do that at Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can exchange your currency and for money. Just because we're paid as slaves doesn't mean that we have to save as slaves. And so actually save into a form of a monetary resource that has intrinsic value that will never, ever, and can't ever go to zero. Okay? Very, very important. You know, you look throughout human history, excuse me, Keith, you look throughout human history, every form of cash, every single form of cash ever created by man, and throughout history, every single one of them have gone to zero. The U.S. dollar is no different. It is on that same path. It's actually pretty much already there. So it is, really. So make sure that you do that wise thing of exchanging for money. All right. So we're going to get into what's in the news. And at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in number. So we're going to get into what's in the news. But before we do that, let me just give you a couple of things. It was we're going to jump right into what's in the news. And I didn't post this, but I will later on. Japan's economy just went sharply in reverse. So I'm going to post that, and this comes from Business Insider, and this was the 10 things we need to be aware about before the opening bell. So check that out. And Trump's trade war. Yep.
I need some clarification. Now, Japan's economy, they already were not doing well.
Right.
What do you mean they went in reverse?
Well, what it was talking about is that it's contracted. It contracted. It's doing even worse. It contracted 2.5% in the third quarter. More than double from the quarter before. So it's going really, really – so the whole global economy is setting its overall setup for collapse. And so that's what's there. And then now we're going to jump into what's in the news. Pastor Keith, here we go. First article from CNBC, Criminals Nothing But Criminals News. The bear market is here and stocks will plunge at least 20%. Ned Davis, a researcher, warned. I would say that I think it's going to be far worse than 20%. I think it's going to be more in like 65% decline in the market. But now, see, one of the things that the market has a lot of implication for people's retirement, mainly, right? And also availability for jobs to stay paying their employees. very, very important. But the stock market is not the economy at all. The system likes us to think it is, but it's not. But still, all in all, what it is actually corporate gambling, where the losses will be great, and they are going to affect everyone's pension that are tied into the overall market, which pretty much every single pension is. Even if you're getting paid it now or will be looking to get paid in it in the future, who is actually paying you those coupons is in the market, and there the market is going to have a real, it is in the bear market, and it's going to have some real contraction. Next article.
To emphasize.
Oh, wait, Keith, I'm sorry. Let me put you on. One second, Keith. Just hold that thought. I'm going to put it so everyone could hear you. No one probably could hear you, and you
hey,
always
Dave,
do need to
hey,
be heard.
Hey, Dave, can
so,
you hear me?
One second.
Okay, go ahead, Keith.
Well, I'm not saying nothing different than what you just said, but I think it needs to be emphasized that the bottom line is everybody's pension is still based on the American dollar.
Yes.
So regardless of if we're looking at the market or not, we're looking at everybody's retirement disappearing, essentially.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Dave.
Yes. I have no qualms in saying that the actual retirements have already been squandered.
Dave,
they've already been squandered. It's just that now they're trying to have plausible deniability to break it to you that it's not there and it's not going to be there. They tell you that we've carried so many stories about that, but we'll carry even further until we are all prepared for that.
So, hey, Dave.
Next article. Good point, Keith. Next article.
This Dave. Comes from Dave.
Yeah, that's Scotty.
Hey, but just think about, you said pensions, but just think about Social Security, which is a pension.
Right, Scotty.
And they're wanting to privatize Social Security and gamble with people's money in the stock market.
Yep.
That's
yep.
why people, you know, don't Scotty, want it to be privatized.
Yeah, you know what, Scotty, and once again, Scotty just put a point. When you really think about it, Social Security is a form of a pension.
It is a pension.
It really is a pension. And Scotty was absolutely right. And I really never even looked at it that way. But I knew it was completely market manipulated. And it was a measure of where it's a measure of now. You pay now, and I promise to pay you later,
yeah.
which is nothing more than a scam and a
yeah.
scheme.
Now, the only reason why I look at
look at what's on there. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
The only reason why I look at the pension as different, right,
mm-hmm.
is because they've actually changed their verbiage in the last several years. And what I mean by that is I grew up military,
mm-hmm.
right? So and also police, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did your time.
You was the popos?
Yeah.
Right.
But when I think of pension, you did your time, they paid you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right? That's what a pension. Those almost don't exist no more.
Yeah.
Now everything's more like the 401, 457, all that kind
deferred
of stuff.
Deferred compensation.
Right. So Social Security was more like a 457 because you're paying for that.
Right.
You're paying for that.
Right.
Whereas like in the pensions, I never had to contribute to my pension. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah,
I contribute. Some of them
right.
do.
Right.
But, you know, when I think of pension, generally speaking, I think of, you know, this is what I get as a benefit on this job.
From working for
right.
all those
years. Right,
right.
Because right.
you contributed to that overall health of that overall organization, economic health of that organization.
Right.
Your energy did. Yes.
So what happens is, in this case, like in the old military and stuff, you got your pension.
Right.
But even though you got your pension, I still had a 457, all those things that I contributed to
right.
to enhance my pension that I didn't have to contribute to.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you talk to kids now, right, they all call it all pension because they're not even aware of anything outside of the 457s and stuff.
Yeah.
All of theirs is basically their savings plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's and all of that has been really squandered. It's all fraud.
Yeah.
You know, it really is all fraud. So
I'll pay you for a hamburger Tuesday if you give it to me today.
Yeah. If you work for something, you should be compensated for what you do. When you give energy to something, you should your asset of your energy should be settled as soon as you get it. So you should exchange your energy for something else.
Yes.
It should be settled immediately.
Yes.
Because if you don't, your energy that you're giving is going to momentumize the overall one that you're giving it to their advantage. And they're going to give you diminished energy or diminished returns.
They will never pay you what you're worth.
Well, right, in this system, and that's how it really sets up. But you should always get what your worth. You should always exchange your assets for assets of equal value, so that there's an equal balance there. So no one is exploiting the other.
Mm.
That's why. So it's very, very important. So next article, and this comes from Keith. He actually donates to this corporation. This is from Fox News, lying like a Fox News. Trump lashes out at Tillerson after criticism. He's dumb as a rock. And actually, Tillerson had criticized celebrity figurehead Trump, saying that when he was the Secretary of State, he had to constantly remind Trump, don't violate the law, don't break the law. And so now this is what Trump said, that he was dumb as a rock and lazy and everything else. So, but it's funny how he calls him one of the most ingenious minds in business when he selected him as the Secretary of State. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. China warns Canada over Huawei's executives' arrests. And so China is now setting down the gauntlet on Canada. This is going to really, really blow up, okay? So check out that article from Press TV. Next article from RT International. Trump nominates Mark McMillan as the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff after celebrity figurehead General Dunsford is going to be retiring. And this dude is Trump is really putting people around him that will have full allegiance to him for sure. Now,
hold on. He's turned that down.
Has he turned that down?
No, he's turned it down.
No, he didn't. Did he, Keith?
Yeah.
Did he, Keith? I didn't know that. Well, wow. That I'm surprised. So I guess that he'll be retiring now too.
Well, they're looking for somebody, but nobody wants that spot. He said that he would be looking at doing it like an interim on a short term basis. Trump was like, no, you know, I want long term. So he's turned it down.
Well, see, that was a smart move by him because that gets him out. But let me tell you why this is all happening. They know what's on the table. And war with Russia and China is on the table in the U.S. And believe me, Mark McMillan knows they can't win. He absolutely knows they can't win. And we've actually played some of his speeches here on Tando Radio Show. So I'm kind of surprised that he turned – I didn't know that. Well,
yeah. But, you know, I think there's another aspect to that too, Dave. And the other aspect is there's no place near that difficult. And what I mean by that is because of what's been going on, if you listen to what they say the environment in the White House is now, and it's even much worse. Everybody wants out. Nobody wants to go in there and work.
Yeah.
So the only way he's going to fill that position is if it's a nobody that has no opportunity. Of course, you've got to come up for them.
Right, right. It,
you know,
right.
And I wouldn't even say a colonel.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter, but colonel, he ain't got it too bad either.
No, but they really, I don't think that they can. It's a real, real spot. What we're really seeing is the overall fall of the American empire.
Absolutely.
And this is going to set up for some real destabilization here and to also for a military coup. The U.S. is no different than other countries. People think that can never that can never happen here because they really don't understand the dynamics of how evil this system really is and what it really does. The United States is not immune just because they presented themselves as being immune in your mind and through your schooling. It is not the truth of the matter at all because what really happens is that the decision makers of the world haven't changed. Their minions is what they sacrifice.
Hey, you know, it's so interesting what you're saying because I think the prevalent attitude is still what you're saying. That never happened in America. But if they would just take a quick assessment 2 years and looked at all the things that have already happened that 2 years ago would never have happened in America.
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't know.
I don't think that they're capable, Keith.
Who's capable?
The individuals that would say that would never happen here, if anyone says now in today's world that you would say that can never happen here, I think that individual is just like what the Rothschilds said, just mentally really incapable, because everything that should have given you the warning that something is not right, something is really wrong, and if you can't see those things, that may mean that you're dumb. And what I mean by dumb, you can't hear. That means that also means that you're probably really blind. You really have a sense of normalcy bias that is the only way that you'll ever break that overall bond is just as that Russian defecting KGB say is when they take their boot and kick you in your butt. It'd be, you know, so that type of individual is not mentally capable.
I agree.
And so those types of individuals, I think it's very important to identify them and move the heck away from them as soon as you possibly can. Don't worry. Because if you can't see and hear what's going on and get the feel of what's going on with everything around you right now, your ignorance, your naive ignorance is by choice.
Willfully ignorant.
Yes, it's really, really by choice. And so that is really, really the truth of the matter. And there's some, unfortunately, throughout this empire collapses, there's a large population of those individuals that are categorized that way.
With that being said, hopefully I won't get in trouble for this. But I think I sent you the article. I might not yet. And then this article...
You're in trouble. If you think you might get in trouble, you know you're already in trouble.
But there was a senator that came out recently,
mm-hmm.
and this is what he said. He said there is going to be a civil war.
Yeah.
If the Democrats keep following behind the federal government.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, Keith, and I think we should cover that this week, because it's all right there in front of us. It's just that many that are unaware of it is one, because remember, there is the overall case where some people just don't know. You know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
But there's a difference between people that don't know, and then when they ignore.
Sure.
There's a big difference between individuals that are ignoring, you know, things. And what does ignoring mean? Once something is brought to your attention, something is brought to your attention in different forms. We're really responsible for what we do know, everything that we do know. We can't blame it on someone or something.
Or to intercept what you do know and what you should know.
Yes.
You can't discount that. What you should know, you're also responsible for.
Sure. I would agree with that. I think that's a personal way of living, you know, but some people personally choose not to have that type of reaction to things. So very, very true, Keith. I agree 100%. Next article. This one comes from Strategic Culture. 7 days of failure for the American empire. Check out that. Next article from Medium. 3 reasons why America is about to end. Very, very, really good one. Next article from Criminals Nothing But Criminals, commonly referred to as CNBC. British banks may have been used in illicit payment related to Huawei, and Wall Street Journal was reporting that. So check out that. Next article from Newsmax. Macron to speak to France amidst mounting protest violence. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the protests there is actually being spurred on by provocateurs. Because what was France doing? France was really making a hard line away from the United States. So they wanted definitely in Trump kind of thumbing the whole protesters thing there with that's why the climate stuff, that really gives indication that was really going on. And this is going to happen, and that's going to happen here as well. So Definitely stand by. Next article from the New York Times, Matt. Why voting anomalies are impossible to ignore in North Carolina. We'll probably take a look at this a little bit later. This was about the overall suppressing of absentee ballots that happened in North Carolina. So check out that article. Next article from Real Clear Politics. Adam Schiff says Trump may face the real prospect of jail time after he leaves the presidency office. So check out that article from there. Next article.
You know, and I don't want to slow you down.
No, you good.
But you know what is the worst thing that they ever did? And this is so crazy, and this is what really chaps my behind a little bit about the Americans. Is when
Americans?
The United States.
Oh, okay.
Is when they came out when they pardoned that president. Who was that? Was that Nixon that they pardoned? And the reason for pardoning them was the fact that they were saying that we should never be in a position where our president sees the inside of a prison cell. And it's come up with our whole philosophy that you want to talk about the trickle-down effect. That had a huge trickle-down effect. Because what that did was all the people on the high echelons, they are insulated from immune.
Yes.
Which is about as backwards as you can get.
Sure.
They should be hammered 5 times harder than anybody else.
Sure.
But in our society, we have it just the opposite. So
it's the bottom of the barrel that's always is where the hammer rests.
Absolutely.
Yes. When the hammer is swung down.
Absolutely. And if that's not one of the 3 reasons why the United States is going down, it should be.
It should be number 4. Yeah, Keith, and I think it's one of those. But when there is no such thing as given, I don't think that there should be any pardon that should be ever given to any, president or any congressman, depending on what it was done. Pardon should be only be given when there was no crime that was committed.
Or if there's a crime that was committed and the circumstances, because now you get back into the spirit and the letter.
Yes. So yeah. That definitely. So it's they set these plans 100, 200 years in advance. So whenever you have a president that can't go to jail, that means that there will be no crime that a president will not engage in. So it's really,
that's being demonstrated.
That's being demonstrated, yes. So definitely. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Euro to ditch the dollar in oil deals worth 300 billion in euro with Iran. Huge deal.
Say that again.
The EU, the European Union, is not using the U.S. dollar to buy over $3 billion in euro, in three billion euros of Iranian oil. So they're not using the dollar. That's huge. So check out that, and that means the overall U.S. dollar is going to zero. Next article, major article here, South China Morning Post. Rivals and neighbors, China and India, ready for joint military drills. Most, China and India actually share the same border, and they actually have shot and been shooting at each other for centuries on those two borders, and they have skirmishes and fights all the time. They're actually arch enemies, but because they're in BRIC nations, that has actually, big business has, what I always say, Keith, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And so now, by them doing joint military drills, what does that mean? That they're integrating their overall military capabilities to defend each other from who?
The United States.
And her ally.
Her ally as in singular?
Her ally. And her ally, Israel. Right. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Hezbollah officials, all of Israel was within reach of our missiles now. Check out that article. A double printed article. Let me remove that one. Next article, this one comes from RT International. Bye-bye, dollar. Listen to this. India and EU agree to trade in local currency. There it goes again. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. China slams treatment of Huawei's executive held in Canada as inhumane as inhumane. Check out that article. South China.
Can you back up a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listening to the last couple of articles you just got there saying with the oil deal and them using currency.
Mm-hmm.
That means we should start seeing a major influx of the American dollar on a very large scale.
Hyperinflation.
Within the next couple few months.
Yeah. Well, you're starting to see, and how you're going to see it is that you're going to see it not by way of deflation, but by hyperinflation.
Absolutely.
We're
going to be flooded with dollars.
Yeah, the actual, the purchasing power of the dollar is going to continue to be lost. Basically, pretty soon, at this rate, in America, they'll have to make cars out of little plastic pieces, because that's the only way that they'll be able to afford to make them. And what was that little, that smart car for dumb people? That's what you said? So that little car?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Right, yeah.
Really, really bad situation. Yeah, we would definitely see it. Check out this article from South China Morning Post. Why China is focusing its fury on Canada after Huawei's arrest. So now they're smashing Canada, and China is going to beat them into compliance. I anticipate either Canada will better release that overall CFO to back to China, or if they're going, you know, else they'll be considered allies of the U.S. all the way through the overall military demise.
Wait,
I don't think they're going to do it. Say what again?
What you just said.
But
I'm kind of thinking that whole thing was just a ploy in the first place.
Sure, it was nothing more than a bargaining chip for the trade war, and now China is going to say, "We're not playing this anymore," because of, you know, they're going to want her back right away. And pretty soon, I wouldn't be surprised if she wouldn't be considered a diplomat of the U.S. I mean, excuse me, of China. And they're going to take that up, because all of this is, you know, nepotism and everything else. And her father Ren is one of the most powerful persons in China, inside of China, and inside of this overall corporate structure of China, its government. And so they're not going to let that one go over easy. At all. So check out that article. Next article from, because they know that was a direct attack on China.
Sure.
Itself.
And that's why it surprised me that Canada did in the first place.
Yeah. And it's going to get ugly. But I see Canada releasing her too. Canada's going to have a come to truth moment. Whose side you going to be on? What do you think Canada's going to do? I think they're going to go. They're going to release her. My
question is, do they have a choice what they're going to
do? I think they really have none. They really don't. Next article from Newsweek: Russia's submarine could suddenly surface off U.S. coast to shock the United States. An analyst warns, and this one came from my man Carlos. Thanks for that article. Next article. This one's from Yahoo. Congress may have accidentally freed nearly all banks from the Volcker Rule. So check out that. We'll carry that Friday. Okay? Very, very important one. Next article. This one is very, very important for today's show. This one comes from AmmoLand.com. Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Second Amendment is a second-rate right. Woo! This is going to be bad. So check out that article. And then next article, Rise put into a YouTube video where Russia was warning the U.S. And this was from True News. Wanted what was going on there. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show, oh, I forgot to say what today's show is. Today's show is How Much Is Enough from the Prepper's Corner. How much is enough from the Prepper's Corner? And basically, what I wanted to do was highlight a particular article about the Second Amendment. How many guns is enough to have, Keith? And so that's what we're going to get into on today's show, from this standpoint of this article from Ammo Land from the Third Circuit Court of Appeal, saying that the Second Amendment is a secondary right. Is a well let me just say what they said themselves. is Second Amendment is a second-rate right. Boy, they're making up everything. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I wanted to do this for today's show because I think it's very, 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 very pertinent and relative to what's going on. So much love, much respect. Thanks, Roz, for sending that YouTube video. I didn't get to see that one. I'm going to check it out. So I really couldn't comment too much on it. But, yeah, the war is already here. And it is going to play out huge. And big ups to my man Carlos for thanks for all of the articles that you do send as well. Greatly appreciated. So, one second, let me just get situated here. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. Keith, you ready for today's show?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. All right, so. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. All right, so there's an article. Man, today's show, we could have went in so many different directions, but I wanted to go here because I think it's very, very significant. But today's show, oh, man, I hope I didn't mess up here. One second. I think Keith messed this up. So Keith laughed because he didn't do it. I did it. But let me, boy, Keith, you know, when we look at these military individuals, they're killing themselves and they're saying, no, I don't want that job. No, I want out. And that's a bad, it's huge signs, huge, huge signs. And so I hope we're paying attention and we're going to really need to be able to bunker down and prepare for them. And then those that do, they'll be glad that they did it. But here we go. Today's show. How much is enough from a prepper's corner? And we're going to be talking about really the overall Second Amendment guns and things of that nature from a very prepper standpoint, preparedness standpoint. And there's an article. Let me pull this article up real quick. Remember, Keith, there was a California Democrat that said that they want to go nuclear against firearms owners. They don't want to give up their firearms, and we should basically go nuclear on them, basically meaning kill them. And this is all a part of, you know, what's being done. I want to pull that article up as well before we get into that, so I have that as a reference. And so just bear with me. I forgot to pull that up in preparation for the show. So I will pull up. Keith, can you pull that up on your phone? California Democrat says that we should go nuclear against gun owners. And it should be something that you pull up really. It should be pulled up real, real easy. And if not, I'll definitely be able to get it out of my archives and stuff. So definitely. So let me just pull this up. But while we're doing that, I'm going to jump into this aspect of the show. And I want to read this. This comes from ammoland.com. Okay, so here we go. Third court, Second Amendment is a second-rate right. Let's stop right there. See, this is what happens when your overall society becomes, as Scotty would say, corrupt. And I would say beyond, when there is a step beyond corruption, and that step beyond corruption is draconious, when they start taking draconious measures, where they say, no, you're going to do exactly what we'll say or we'll kill you. And so that's really what we're saying. How in the world can you say the Second Amendment is a second-rate right? If you really look at the so-called Bill of Rights, then it would be its priority. Oh, yeah, just pull it up. Because let me see that one, Keith, real quick.
Because there's several articles.
There's several, yeah. Okay, this one. Yeah, so hold on to that, Keith. And so I want you to highlight that. Read that, Keith, and then I want your comments on that, okay? I guess that's it. Yeah, he got me. Okay, great. So, but listen to Keith. This is very, very important because, well, hold on to that, Keith. Be a part of here because I know it's difficult at 85 years old to do two things at one time. So I'm going to keep you focused. Well, for some 85-year-old gentlemen, they could do it, but I know it's difficult for you to do that because you're really going to be doing it's hard for you to do three things at one time, play video games and pay attention to this at the same time. And I know you're not going to give up your video games. So, but here, check this out, Keith. Third Court of Appeals, Third Circuit, Second Amendment is a second-rate right. It's basically saying it's a second-rate citizen. Who did they say was second-class citizens as well? Okay. So they're saying that the Second Amendment. Now, I don't know, but from what I've learned, order of priority goes one, then two, then three, then four, then five. Yes?
Absolutely.
Then six, then seven, then eight, then nine, then ten, right? You know, all the way down, right? So the Second Amendment is what? The Second Amendment. So that its overall priority is what? It's pretty darn high. There's only one amendment that actually speaks of a job or a career being the first. Freedom of speech. And it's the only one that actually has a career that it speaks about as being essential to its overall Bill of Rights. The freedom of the press. Right? Mm-hmm. Being a journalist is a career. It can be an occupation or a vocation. And it says that is number one. And then number two is the right to bear arms. Right? And in that over right to bear arms, it says it shall not be what? Infringed. It's the only one that says that it shall not be infringed. So if you really look at it, it even has even more priority than one. Mm-hmm. Because it's the only one that has what? It shall not be infringed. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. This is just me thinking. So it's not a second rate. It is the First Amendment. It's the First Amendment that says what? It can't be diluted. It can't be tampered with. And so, very, very important. So, I want you to think about this. But here's from this article. So, well, I think for us to do that, let's pull up the Bill of Rights real quickly. And let's read the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to read it from the Second Amendment standpoint, just so that we have that overall understanding. So let me pull it up real quick. And let me pull up the Bill of Rights. 1 second. 1 through 10. So number 2 is pretty high on the priority, right? So here's the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And if you look at all of the other ones, there is no overall stipulation of it shall not be infringed. Not number 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. The Second Amendment is the only one that says shall not be infringed. And Keith, if you would, look up the word infringed. Let's take a look at what that means. Well, I'll do it because, once again, I know that the game that you're probably at. Are you at your high school yet? So if you reach the high school, I know we're going to just get great attention from you, but not your full attention.
This article is this. You pulled out the fact check for this.
Oh, Sorry about that, but if you would pull that article up, I guess I hit the wrong one, Keith. So if you would. One sec. So, and while we do that, one second, let me pull this up really quickly. Oops. I have lost my spot to pull this up. There we go. All right. So, I want to pull up. Let's look up the word infringed to see what the word infringed means. Okay? So here's what their dictionary says what the word infringed means. And so infringed is a verb commonly used in infringed or infringing to commit a breachment or infraction of, violate, or transgress, to infringe a copyright, to infringe a rule. It, also number two, to encroach or trespass. That's what the word infringed means. It's a Latin word, okay? So now we know what the word infringed means. So it means that that overall Second Amendment is the most powerful amendment of all of the 10, of all of the other 9 ones. Because it's the only one that says what? It what? Shall not be infringed. Meaning that if it is infringed, what do you have?
Violation of the Constitution.
It means that you don't have the United States anymore. The Constitution is nullified. It means that you no longer... Those overall proceedings that are supposedly they are now nullified completely because they're completely against the overall Constitution in itself. So the Third Court of Appeal, you now relegated yourself to being insignificant.
Hey, Dave.
And actually, those judges should now be removed. The ones that voted against that and all of the other ones that are now trying to move against it, they have now put themselves in the position of into the position that they now are unconstitutional and they no longer can do what? Have proceedings to protect the Constitution.
Dave, I have a question.
They've totally nullified themselves. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I didn't catch everything, but are you talking about judges trying to undermine the right to bear arms?
Yeah.
Now, look, I agree with you, you know, on more stuff than I disagree with you about, but, you know, I don't even think that a government has the authority to tell me if I can own a firearm or not. You know?
I agree.
Now, I do think that there should be some common sense rules in place in that, you know, somebody who's on some kind of psychotropic drugs or some anti-suicide drugs that have side effects of homicide. And I mean, I still can't believe that something would have a side effect of homicide and you would approve it for the market. But I believe it because of where we live. You know what I'm saying? But
let me tell you
how important having a gun. It may not seem that important today, but just think back during colonial times when the colony of Virginia first implemented what people call white supremacy, but race-based laws. And they stripped African colonists, African-American. They wasn't called African-Americans back then, but they stripped black colonists of the right to bear arms. Do you know how important having weapons during colonial time was? Not to fight the government, not to fight the king, but to hunt. But to be able to protect your family from attacks, from whether it be, you know, indigenous Americans or marauders or anybody. That's a very, very important tool to have, and that's what it should be looked at as a tool, okay? But I say it may not be as important today, but if the grid was to go down, it'd be just like back in colonial times, man. You can't go to the grocery store no more. You got to hunt your food, you know? So that is a really, really important tool to have. And outside of, you know, just common sense cases, I don't think the government should be, you know, telling us we can't have this firearm or that firearm. Now, again, within reason, as you say, you know, I don't think that people should be able to buy, what they call them, you know, rocket propelled grenades, RPGs, and things of that nature.
Right.
But you right, know, I right. think it, we have
there's no need for you to right. have a tow missile.
Yeah. But I think we absolutely had a right to have rifles, shotguns, and handguns.
Yeah, and you know, Scotty, I totally agree. It is not their place to tell you what on that matter on if you can or can't have it. But of course, there should be some forms of gun control, where if someone is a danger to others and have proven to be a danger to others, then they shouldn't be allowed to have, you know, a firearm. Or like you said, are those actual drugs that can cause homicidal effects, those overall drugs and those drug makers should actually be prosecuted for creating or for manufacturing that type of drug. Because that drug has a side effect that does what? That it can kill. And they know that, so they shouldn't be able to get away with it at all, but they do. And I totally agree with Scotty on from the standpoint of also gun control. If you've shown yourself to use that overall firearm to harm people in a violently aggressive way, then those firearms should be removed from you. And guess what that means, Keith?
Right.
That means the United States, the corporation of the United States government should have no weapons. Because they've proven that they use those weapons for malevolent means. They are the biggest threat to every, they are serial killers, political serial killers. And that overall gun control should not be abandoning its far-reaching grip from them. That actually should be the overall corporation of the United States government should be, its overall firearms should be removed from them.
Hey, didn't Japan...
because they haven't shown themselves to be responsible with that
Japan,
overall tool.
Wasn't Japan prohibited from having a military...
One second, I heard you. Go ahead, Scotty.
What exactly was it with Japan after World War II? Weren't they prohibited from having...
right, Scotty. Offensive weapons.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you, Dave. The United States has, the government, the corporation, has shown itself to be a danger to society.
Yep. And Scotty made that point, because after Japan had lost the war, what was the decree that they had to live under? They can only have what? Defensive weapons, not offensive weapons.
Well, they couldn't have a military.
They couldn't have an offensive military, yes.
So my question goes back to what I was saying a second ago, in light of what you were saying, if the government's not allowed to have weapons, how does the military enter into that?
Very, very important. So now the military has to be downsized to a measure of only for defense. Defense capabilities only.
So...
And believe me, well, go ahead, Keith. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
And believe me, having defense, and this really shakes the psyche of us, of people that grew up here in the so-called United States of America. But there, if you have only defensive weaponry and aren't allowed to have offensive weaponry because you've proven that you can't handle that responsibility of offensive weaponry, guess what happens when you go to the table of negotiation with another country? You can't bully them into what? Them losing their resources. They can say, no, we don't want to do a deal with you.
I can't hear you, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. I think Scotty. So, Keith, the U.S. should only have the ability.
I got issues with what you're saying.
I love it. In between the video games. And Keith is actually playing Star Wars right now, shooting up the place, and he has
a
U.S.
ship. Am I the only one, anybody else on the line? Am I the only one that can't hear Dave?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing you, Dave. I'm seeing the board work, but I'm not hearing you. I don't know what's going
okay.
on.
Let me log out and call back in.
Okay, Dave just dropped off. We're going to go ahead and take a station identification break while he called back in. He probably was losing his signal. And, okay, let me see if we got him back before we go to break. Dave, go ahead and speak.
Okay, can you hear me now, Scotty?
I can't hear you. Can anybody else hear Dave? I can't hear him. He says
can you want to call him on your side?
On the line. Can you unmute yourself and let us know so we can clear up this issue? Dave, check your mute button on your phone. Maybe it got accidentally turned on. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, go ahead. Scotty, can you hear me?
You're saying you're unmuted, but you can hear me. Okay. Let me call you, Dave. Let me call you.
I'm
gonna take us to break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to call you from the board and see what happens. All right, we're going to take a station identification break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, Dave, I found the issue. It was on my end.
Okay. Okay. You got me now, Scotty?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Just before we went to the commercial, when Scotty said, I'm glad, because I know exactly where Scotty couldn't hear us, so we're good. What's going on, Jenna? Thank you for chiming in. If I'm gonna come to you in one sec. So, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We were actually talking about the U.S. Actually losing its overall, in my opinion, its overall right to bear arms militarily and nationally as a country in offensive weapons because. They have shown themselves to be irresponsible and a threat to overall global humanity. And so we should have gun control, and then all gun control should first start with the ones that have been using the overall tools of weapons the most effective in an ill-mannered way. And that would be the corporation of the United States itself and the government. And that's, in my opinion, is where gun control should first be talked about before. And then, you know, because of that, we actually have in this country a society of violence. You know, we really have a culture of violence here in the United States, and that culture of violence has actually been institutionalized so that the overall violent measures of the nation could be disseminated across the world. And that is a real, real problem. So before you talk about gun control from the individual, no, let's talk about gun control with the overall serial killer that has been prolific and very, very judicious in its execution of people around the world, here and abroad. So that's my approach, and we're going to take a look at that. Let me get to my man, Jenna. I don't know if Jenna was just chiming in to let Scotty know that he could hear, but if Jenna wanted to have something to say, we'd love to hear from Jenna. Haven't heard from Jenna in a while. Jenna, what say you? Did you have something that you wanted to comment on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
Okay, yeah, it was just what you said. I was just letting Scotty know that we could hear you the whole time, but I'm at work, so it's going to be a lot of background noise, yep. So I'm going to just mute myself. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jenna. Much love, much respect to Jenna and everyone else. So I want to pick back up, Keith. And just before we went to the break, I had said that I thought it was really important that the U.S. Actually lose its overall abilities to offensive military weaponry, because they've shown that they are irresponsible in executing such a high responsibility. And because of that, they've removed out of the responsibility to where they are culpable for massive crimes against humanity by having those overall capabilities. And just before we went to the break, I said, you know, if you think about it, the U.S., because of its offensive measures, it goes into a table of negotiations with other countries and it puts the gun on the table. This is the deal that you're going to get. Now, if they didn't have the offensive weaponry to do that, then they would have to come to a table of negotiation that would be evenly yoked, so that the other countries and other places could say, no, we don't want to do business with you. You're going to have to bring a better deal. It's not enough. Call back later. You remember that from the Little Rascals, Keith?
Yeah.
Not enough. Call back later. So the U.S. and Keith said, wait a minute, I got a problem with that. I'm going to get to Keith because it's very important that Keith sound off. But I want to say this, that the U.S. is more than capable of being able to defend itself with just defensive capabilities. It doesn't need the overall capability to wage offensive wars, because they've been waging these offensive wars, and we've been, and the world has been the overall victim of because of that. It's time to neuter the U.S., in my opinion. So, but Keith wanted to chime in on that. Go ahead, Keith.
I guess because you're talking about so many different layers of conversation. What is an offensive weapon? What is a defensive weapon?
Yeah, and that definitely can be mitigated or assessed. An offensive weapon, would be having aircraft carriers, having bases in other countries that you weaponize, that you put weaponry there, having long-range bombers, having different forms of and you can really look at what the capabilities of the overall military, and you can move out to where they can only have defensive measures, right? You can defend yourself, but offensively, having first strike capabilities. No, you've proven that you are irresponsible in that measure. So that means that you can move out. And if you did that, look at the overall economic benefit that the so-called country would have by you now not having the ability to wage offensive war. The U.S. doesn't need one base outside of the United States. Doesn't need one base. Doesn't need 10 aircraft carriers. Doesn't need it at all.
Okay, so
anything that would be offensive would be nullified, and weaponry can be classified as offensive and defensive. So all offensive weapons should be nullified by the U.S. And I think that's definitely going to happen. The world is going to say no. That's it.
They are going to say no. So here's the question, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine, dandy, and good if people came to the table with good intentions.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is you're always going to have people coming to the table that do not have good intentions.
I agree.
So who's going to oversee that?
Well, first thing, we already know that the intentions of the U.S. is not good, so let's first nullify them.
Okay.
And then
let's... No, Russia's not any good, because Putin, he's got a whole thing with global control.
Now, I would look at, okay, now let's look at Russia. Now, why does Russia have the stance that they have? Because could it be that they are making sure that they are not outflanked by the United States?
You could say that, but I disagree.
Yeah, I would say that you can say, right, that could be said, but we don't know. I think the first thing that you do is let's first get rid of the cancer and let's see how the body starts to heal.
Okay, so, and that was my point. If you take Putin, he's a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that because let's go even outside of the military, defense and offenses, he's a corrupt individual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same with Korea. North Korea.
I don't see that, Keith. I don't see North Korea with 800 military bases. I don't see North Korea.
I'm talking about North Korea as far as, okay, so, which is another level of conversation.
Yes.
So you're saying just put them in a point where everybody's got the sovereignty to run their own country as their country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without outside interferences.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because we've been so used to this paradigm, it's difficult to say who's, you know, it's kind of like, remember when Mike Wallace said about the Nation of Islam in the 60s, the hate that hate has produced. Remember that was the big broadcast that he, or coverage that he had. And I'm not saying that, I'm just using that as the example. So when we look at the evil that evil has produced, let's first get rid of the first cancer and let's see how the body starts to heal from this. And then it can be, you know, seen as who has those type of who has those intentions. I just don't see, like I said, China has never invaded one country in the world.
No, they have not. However, look at what China's starting to do now. And it's an active pursuit again of global domination. They've never done that. They're definitely doing it now.
Yeah. Well, I would say I wouldn't say there's global domination. It's that they realize that they won't be dominated by the U.S.
No, so, I think it goes farther. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about something.
Mm-hmm.
Their thing is no longer defensive. It's offensive. Here's why I say this.
Because mm-hmm.
the same thing that we saw what they were doing with Africa,
mm-hmm.
how they come in, they build infrastructure mm-hmm. and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's
they're
15,
all
yeah.
Yeah.
intentions is to
yeah. yeah all cannibalistic contracts in mm-hmm. which we mm-hmm. already know you're going to fail on this contract and therefore we're going to seize all your assets.
Right.
That's what
right.
they're doing.
Right.
And that seems to be the policy and procedure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing the same thing in Argentina now,
mm-hmm.
et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point in time, their intentions
mm-hmm.
again are getting to be global
well,
domination.
Well, I would say this way, Keith. If you're going to fight the heavyweight champion, right? Right?
Okay.
If you're going to fight the heavyweight champion, that means that you're going to have to train. And you're going to have to train with sparring partners that's going to be able to get you in shape to be able to fight that overall heavyweight champ.
But they're not fighting. We're not talking about a military operation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're talking. We're talking about corruption
yeah,
and greed.
Yeah, I agree. Now, am I saying that China is uncorruptible and doesn't have nefarious intentions? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying because of the great cancer of the U.S., China has developed a fighting style that's necessary because their overall China's real who is if China was to list who their number one adversary would be, who would it be listed as?
Without a doubt, the United States.
Russia, who would be what?
The United States.
Yeah. See, all of this is being set forth because of the great cancer that has had hegemony for all of these years, for the past 100 years.
Okay, so we had a discussion the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really a discussion because we both knew the answer, right? And the reason why I bring that up is who is probably the richest individual in the world?
Who is it?
Yeah.
I have no clue. I think that...
Yes, you do. Who do you think is the richest individual in the world? Probably.
I don't know.
I would say probably Putin.
I would say he's a billionaire, but I don't think he's anywhere near.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
He's worth hundreds of billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dave, so I got a question for Keith.
Uh-huh.
Keith, all those things you mentioned about China, what they're doing in Africa, what they're doing in South America, I can't compare that to the United States because they were invited in. And they didn't put a gun on the table and say, sign this deal or we're going to invade you. That's how the United States and Western governments have acted. You know, I know that there's a lot of concern among black people in the United States about what China's doing in Africa, but I don't see that they're doing anything wrong. Those, they wouldn't be there if they wasn't invited in, and they wouldn't stay there if they wasn't allowed to. Nobody, they are not putting a gun on, like they used a great analogy of, okay, we're going to do this deal, but I'm putting this gun on the table. You know what I'm saying? I don't see that China's doing that.
No, I don't see them doing that either, Scotty. However, are you familiar with the term called the unconscionable contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what that means is they, if you come knocking on my door and you are dying of thirst and I'm the only one with a glass of water, so I'm going to charge you your house, your car, everything you own, and all your future income for this glass of water.
You mean like the World Bank does?
But I'm more than putting a gun to your head.
You mean like the World Bank does? Like the International Monetary Fund does?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What you're saying is what the United States does. Again, people should check out Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
You're right, Scotty, and I'm not denying that. So my whole point in this conversation was, I hear what you guys are saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right.
All I'm saying is, if you were to do these things, who do you think that you can trust to come up and oversee that everybody does right?
And I think that's the whole thing. Remember when Scotty talked last week about corruption?
That's my point.
And I know that that's your point.
Because if you look at China, if you look at Russia, if you look at the United States, nobody gives back what they already have.
Yeah. But what we're saying, and Keith, you're absolutely right, and Scotty hit it last week when he said corruption.
Right.
And we all agree that, yes, that is the primary thing that we need to be focusing on and straining and have a real straining process to be able to eliminate or purify ourselves of that as much as we possibly can. And I get what you're saying is that, okay, now that China has been forced to be doing these types of things, how do we know that they're going to change their overall direction?
But Dave, let me ask you this. I have not seen any of the contracts that China has signed with some of these countries where they're putting in infrastructure and stuff. So I can't say with certainty that China's operating like the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund. I just can't, because I don't know. I would have to see those contracts. But then again, you know, it's on the individual to protect himself from, you know, just like regular consumers, we're supposed to read the fine print, but we don't. And then next thing you know, our $200 a month payment has ballooned to $800 and we can't afford it, and now we're losing the house and the land.
And it takes you 200 years to pay it off, but just making the minimum payment.
Right. We're all on the same page.
Oh, yeah, no, we're all on the same page. No.
All I'm saying is, and that's why some of the other stuff that you said, we haven't seen those contracts. But now you're starting to see black African leaders speak on those contracts, because now they're starting to see, like, this is what they've done, and now that we're having to forfeit all our major assets, which weren't worth it when we signed this contract. So I'm agreeing with Scott.
All I'm saying is,
once we do these things,
what's the mechanism that we're going to put into place to strain out the corruption?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that is a conversation that we'll definitely have to pick up, because it's so important. Because as Scotty laid out last week, and it really, the whole, ever since Scotty really put it that way, it was like a very significant thing for me, because I've been thinking about that, you know, day in and day out. How do we, you know, this, because it's really, that's really it.
It's
corruption.
It's
corruption. And how do we strain, how do we purify that toxic water that now that it's nourishing water for everyone else. And we got to get to that.
And let me put one more aspect.
Hold on, Chief.
So we're going to do that, but that conversation we'll have, because it's very, very important.
Okay.
And because it's like you said, it's all encompassing, but these are the conversations that we need to have more than have, but to legitimize through action. These are the things that as the global existence that we have in the global community, these are the things that we should be making sure that the spirit of the law is followed. Mm-hmm. And very, very, very important. So I was getting back to, and I wanted to say, so I think that the U.S. shouldn't have offensive weapons. And these judges, and I was talking about the Second Amendment, these judges on the Third Court of Appeals and all these other ones that are trying to nullify or make the Second Amendment a second-rate citizen, they have now just barred themselves, and they should be removed, and actually removed from this standpoint, removed as under a threat to the overall Constitution, and it's even a measure of treason that's there. Because the Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. They are infringing on the Second Amendment from a position that can actually cause for the overall demise of the creed of the U.S. from their own laws. So they're in violation of their own laws, and they need to be prosecuted for it. Because we've read what the Second Amendment says. So now, let's look at what these judges just said in the Third Court of Appeals. And the Third Circuit Court has, I believe it has Virginia, New York, New Jersey, and a couple of other states. So here's what the Third said, Keith, and everyone that's listening. Third Circuit, Second Amendment is a second-rate right. Right away they go to jail, those two ones. You're done. You're done. Because you're in a position that adversely affects so many people. So you're a threat to the overall Constitution, if you're going to go that constitutional right way, because they're corrupt now. So it goes on here. In a split decision, a three-judge panel at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals effectively ruled that the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights is a second-rate right, not entitled to full protections, and of other enumerated rights. The opinion was filed on December the 5th of 2018. The case is Association of the New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club, Incorporated versus the Attorney General of New Jersey. Case number 18/3170, Third Circuit Court, 2018. The two majority judges followed the trend of the other circuit courts where the Second Amendment is being degraded and reduced to second-rate status. Only a month ago, the first court ruled that the Second Amendment does not apply outside of the house. Stop right there. See, all of those judges have now violated their overall oaths and have committed a crime against the overall Constitution in the so-called people of the United States, the citizens of the United States. And they should be prosecuted for that, because here's why. Yes, it was their it's their job to interpret the law, right? But see, now interpretation, it goes beyond when they change the whole thing. So now they're altering the law.
Well, they're making law.
They're making law. So these individuals, because the Second Amendment is the only amendment that says that shall not be infringed, meaning if you do infringe it, you've committed a crime against the overall Constitution, and you should be what? Prosecuted. Their rulings are nullified. Their rulings make it doesn't matter what they say. They delegitimize their overall bench, their overall oath, and they delegitimize their overall standing. They're no longer capable of interpreting what the Second Amendment has, because the interpretation is really, you don't interpret it, you they're interpreting for what that means. No, the interpretation is this: you're just supposed to say what it says. It's just like, Keith, if you and I have an interpreter, don't tell the person that if they speak a different language, don't tell them what you thought that I was saying. No, tell them what I said in their language.
Hey, Dave.
Right?
Dave,
yes, go ahead, Scotty.
To your point, you know, because I've studied the Constitution, and when you talk, the Second Amendment is a very simple amendment. I mean, the language is just simple,
it is.
Easy to understand. Okay, I'm with you. What's there to interpret? It says what it says. Okay, but then when you start talking about, let's say, the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, other amendments that have different sections to it, even though the 13th Amendment only has one section, what's in there, though, is that exception clause. You know what I'm saying? Where you're saying you're doing something, but then you're saying, but I reserve the right to still do it under these circumstances. So that does have to be interpreted for the common man. And I'm just, when I say that, I'm talking about you know, people in the United States is said to have a very low reading comprehension, you know, level and literacy and what have you. But so if you don't understand what accept mean in that context, then you will be running around thinking they abolished slavery for real. You know what I'm saying? With no exception.
Right.
When you look at the 14th Amendment, the so-called birthright citizenship amendment, it has different sections in there that has to be interpreted. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you. Something simple like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you know, then when we start talking about unreasonable searches, then, you know, then people start talking about interpretation. Well, what's unreasonable to you might not be unreasonable, but the Second Amendment, though, it's so simple and plain, I don't think it's open for interpretation.
Scotty said it best. It's not even open for interpretation because there isn't any. The only thing, you shouldn't give what the interpretation is. You're just supposed to read it. That's it. And everything that falls into it, because it is. It's, that's why it's the most important one of the ones that are commonly referred to in the first Bill of Rights. It's the most important Bill of Rights because it's the simplest. It is the simplest. And this article goes on. The Rogue Circuit, so I read that part. Let me read this one more time. The two majority judges followed the trend of the of other circuits where the Second Amendment is being degraded and reduced to a second-rate status. Only a month ago, the First Circuit ruled the Second Amendment does not apply outside of the home. Let's stop there, Keith and everyone. And the Second Amendment, does it say that it only applies to in your home? Does it say that, Keith?
No.
It doesn't say that at all. So now they're making things up, as you, what you said. Mm-hmm. They're creating precedents. So here's the thing. The thing is that, as U.S. citizens, do you want them to have a new constitutional convention and totally nullify everything and come up with some other thing? That would be something that the people would have to decide. But even if you do even do that, it doesn't matter what you're going to do until you weed out this corruption, until you sift out and strain out and purify this system of the corruption. So the article goes on, because it doesn't say in your home. Where the heck are you reading in your home? Where are you reading that? That's because you're not reading, you're making up. Means that now you just nullified your ability to be what? A judge. Get off the bench. Go sit down in jail. So it's here. It goes on. The rogue circuits are able to do this because the Supreme Court has been refusing to hear Second Amendment cases for nearly a decade. The Supreme Court only hears a limited number of cases. They are not required to hear all cases. So the Supreme Court is doing what? They're letting the overall circuit of courts establish everything, so they won't touch it. They don't want to touch it. Because why? If they touch it, now what happens, Keith? It becomes aware of everyone in the country. Everyone in the country becomes more aware of it. And then now you back yourself into a corner because they really do want to get rid of it, but they're trying to see the best avenue or approach to do it. And the best avenue or approach to do it is for the Supreme Court never to hear the cases. So that if the momentum of the people start to say, okay, these circuit courts got to go to jail, and they go to jail, guess what the Supreme Court is going to say? Yep. Because we're going to make a decision on the Second Amendment. So we got to get ready to go to the commercial break. Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Give Keith and I a call here in studio. I can't believe it, Keith. What happened? You just, the game has just got you today?
No, I'm just temporarily taking a break.
Wow. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, because Keith is not setting a new high score. So we have his undivided attention. If you can't, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Just so you know, I you may think that I give Keith a hard time, but you should hear Keith when he's around me daily. He gives me a hard time from every opportunity.
Me? Whatever do you mean?
Speaky, you're being a knucklehead and you don't even mean to do it. That's just who you are. This dude is, and I greatly appreciate him. But hey, we need to get back to this conversation. It's very, very important. So just before we left, we were talking about the Second Amendment and what the actual has been coming down from the different courts of appeal. We heard the Ninth Court of Appeal, Circuit Court of Appeal, and what they said that in a Hawaii case, saying that no, a person want to carry a firearm, you can't stop them. They have that right. They did what was right because that's what they did. What they looked at the Second Amendment and they said, no, you can't infringe that. So now the First and the Third are the opposite side, and it's completely wrong on this. And I say that they're criminally wrong because they are neglecting their fiduciary duties to the overall people themselves, which is a crime for that overall office. Okay, very, very similar to your buddy, celebrity figurehead Trump, Keith. So it goes on, and I know you plan on voting for him again in 2020. Okay, so here we go. The article. The Supreme Courts are, excuse me, okay, here it is, I found it. Okay, the circuit courts, I'm going back to the article. Some circuit courts are gutting the Second Amendment by claiming it is not really a right, rather that it says it is a privilege by the government, it is a privilege the government may regulate if the government thinks it may do some good to regulate it, okay? These judges seem embarrassed by the Second Amendment. They seem to believe their job is to limit as much as possible rather than to protect it as a fundamental right. And let me just say with this whole thing with the Second Amendment doesn't care what any judges said. It's clear it can't be infringed by any judge, by any president, by any congressman, by any senator, by any House of Representatives, or by any individual, by any Supreme Court or lesser court. It doesn't matter. They don't have the overall agreement of the consideration to nullify that overall what was written. Unless they're going to nullify the whole thing and write something else. So it doesn't, when they talk about it's a privilege, where did it say it's a privilege? It didn't say it was a privilege. It actually is called, it doesn't say the Bill of Privileges. It says the Bill of what, Keith?
Right.
It doesn't, see, this is where this blind faith is going to get us really, really hurt and allow corruption to continue to rule. It's not a Bill of Privileges. And since these judges and these circuits think and they would make that case of it being privileged, guess what? You're going to need a privilege to have to defend yourself in court because you should be brought on charges. It's right there. See, they can't, don't allow them ever to tell you what to think. Let them say what they're thinking and let them stand on what they say in their deeds and in their creeds, and you judge them accordingly. All of these courts are nullified. Their decisions are illegitimate. Completely illegitimate. When they talk about it's a privilege.
Talk about it's a right.
Yeah, they say, but these courts are saying that it's, and they're trying to make it a secondary right because it's a privilege. Where are you getting this word privilege from? Well, while you're thinking about where you're getting it from, why don't you research this overall in the overall confines of the libraries that you've already took all the books out of in confinement? So while you're in jail, sitting in there, go ahead and continue to read more legal books on this while you're in confinement. This is completely detrimental to the overall fabric of the so-called Constitution of the United States.
I got some food for thought for you.
Go ahead, Keith.
You're picking and choosing in your arguments.
Right.
And the reason why you're picking and choosing in your arguments, and I apologize for coming across so pessimistically in this conversation.
No, you didn't. No, you're not.
But I haven't gotten there yet, but you'll see what I'm talking
about. Yeah. You're saying I'm picking and choosing.
No. Yeah, you're picking and choosing. Yeah. I'm picking and choosing. Guys, we're all picking and choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you talk about rights in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, oh, you got to nullify the whole Constitution because you violated that right.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, was that right ever given to us in the first place?
Yeah, that was actually, yeah, right, you're right.
As black people.
No.
So, can you take a document that started out crooked in the first place and make it straight?
Right.
And the reason why I bring this up is because you talk about, oh, let's void this thing because of this thing over here. Well, okay, if you're going to do that.
I say you can make that document and make it right. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why, Keith. Food for thought.
Okay.
Because I'm getting older too. I might forget. Here's why. It's kind of like what Scotty said last week. It's not that institution is corrupt. It's the corruption comes from the people. That document is being adjudicated corruptly.
I say the document was corrupt.
I would agree in some aspects, in some cases, definitely. I've said that before. Because the overall
Constitution,
right, the Constitution was not written for people that are born in the United States. It was written actually for the founders of this country, but still in force as a preceding document. The overall rights were removed from the people by the overall courts and the culture that was actually interpreting it. It wasn't the documents that removed that. The document didn't remove it. The document didn't say that black people can't vote. Now, they came up with documents that did say that.
Well, they never gave us the right in the first place.
Well, it didn't, right. The adjudication of that had to be, it was, has to be adjudicated that we have to have this understanding that it's for everyone.
That's not true. What I'm talking about, and I was just thinking about this, but I wasn't going to bring it up. when we talking about the Second Amendment, the first thing that liberals will do, and I'm not in the liberal gang or the conservative gang, I don't adhere to political gangs or whatnot, but that's what they always use on black people. When the Second Amendment was passed, y'all was in chains, and when it was talking about militias, the militias was to keep white people safe from the slave rebellion. That all may be true. That all may be true. But we ain't living back then. We living today. Back then, you didn't have the 14th Amendment that said anybody born on this land right here within the jurisdiction of the corporation has these rights, okay? So when the 14th Amendment, that ended all of that. That's why these racist white people today want to get rid of the 14th Amendment. You heard Trump talk about get rid, because they know that that means citizenship, okay? And so, you know, and if you read history, especially colonial history, you will see that all black people were not subjected to slavery. Some of them, one of the richest men in the world named Paul Coffey, well, richest man in the colonies, was a African Indian. His mother his father might have been African and his mama was one of the tribes or whatever. This man owned a large
fleet. Well, he was a slave owner himself, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. Daddy? He was an abolitionist. Okay. And when he took Massachusetts to court, because he's a businessman, he paying all these taxes, and he's saying, wait a minute, y'all trying to say I can't vote, right? But I'm paying all these taxes. That's taxation without representation. So he filed a lawsuit. He lost the lawsuit, but that very next year, the Massachusetts legislature then gave all free persons the right to vote. Well, actually, they had outlawed slavery, but yeah. So I mean, I hear what you're saying when people say, "Well, it wasn't written for us." Well, you know, as Dave pointed out, it doesn't have any color-coded language saying white people get these rights or wealthy people get these rights. It say American citizens. Are you American citizen or not today? If you're an American citizen, then, you know, like, for example, we could see how these people, when they get their rights violated by slave catchers, if they can preserve the evidence, if they can prove their case in civil court, then why are they being able to sue these people and get settlements or payouts if the document don't apply to them? It do apply to us.
Well, but that's kind of my point, though, Scotty. You're kind of making my point, because go to those court cases, and it depends on who you happen to see and what he decides at that point in time. So those things aren't necessary rights. Once in a while, you'll get them given to you, and it'll be decided in the court that, you know what, we're going to bless you on that. But by the same token, you go right the next day, they say, you know what, we're not giving you that.
And it's what you said, you don't want to be in front of a judge. And I agree, because that's the corruption. That's the corruption.
Right, that right. We my need dad to said, nullify. Told me, you want to stay from out of the courthouse. You don't want to be going down to the courthouse. But guess what, though? What he was talking about is criminal court. If somebody do something to me, then what's the alternative? Either I'm going to take them to court or what? How are we going to settle the dispute? I'm going to shoot you, you know, for crossing my property line and building on my property? I mean, I see why Pastor said that, you know, he's sounding cynical or whatnot. A lot of us had that cynical point of view. But either we gonna claim those rights or we not. I mean, either we citizens or we not. And so that's why the Second Amendment talks about the security of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms. Then if the government ain't doing what it's supposed to do, then what we need to do is bear some arms.
But Scotty, and again, we're saying the same thing, except for, like what you said, are we going to claim these things? We're not, right? The problem with that is, and I'll go back to a real easy one to show this to, is Florida, right? Because in that same criminal court, the same criminal court where that man hunted that child down, harassed him, provoked him, picked a fight with him, killed him, and walked. And that same jurisdictional courtroom, that girl is now serving 20 years for firing a warning shot.
Yes.
And the law in both cases, she's actually
out of prison.
These are stand your ground territories.
Yes, the corruption.
Yeah, she's actually out of prison.
But my point is, it's kind of what I'm saying to Scotty. Scotty, I'm agreeing with you. But the thing is, it's not a matter of, are we going to claim these things? We're not. You know, we can go forever. And as a matter of fact, I just read the deal in Arkansas, where the police came in and they said that he made a deal, a drug deal. He produced the camera footage that there was no drug deal made. They used explosives to blow his doors in. They almost killed him. And he could show where none of this should have happened. He was clean of all of this. But yet, guess what? He still got to pick up the tab for the damages done to his doors and apartment. So
did the piece of paper do that to
him? I'm just saying that we're in a situation in which we're under this sovereign government.
So
we're not really helping sovereign citizens in comparison to the masses.
Okay, so this is what we were saying before. It's not the paper that's corrupt. It's not what it says on the paper that's corrupt. It's how it's adjudicated. It's the people that's corrupt. Okay? There's that human element. The Second Amendment isn't wrong. It's like what Dave is saying. The judge is wrong. Because now the judge is lying and saying it means something that it don't even say it means. Okay? So it's always that element of corruption in people. That's all over the planet, not just here in the United States. There's corruption all over the planet. Why? Because human beings run governments. Human beings are flawed. So even though that Bill of Rights was first written for the land owner, not even all white people, land only Anglo-Saxons or land thieves, you know, who had stolen some land. It was written for them. But the document in itself, if you adhere, like Dave says, to the spirit of the law, then there's no problem. Okay? But when we get into interpretations and saying it means stuff that it don't mean and denying people, that's the corruption part. That's not the document that's the problem. That's the people that's the problem.
Okay, so with everything you said, I'm in a total agreement with you.
Right.
But that's the point that I was making.
Right. This is the point that you both make.
Yeah. So when you start looking at, okay, we only have these quote unquote offensive or defensive type weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Man is corrupt. You're not getting rid of the corruption, man.
Right.
And we've had this conversation many times.
Sure.
So my whole point was, okay, how do you start monitoring these? Because the hearts of men are corrupt.
You know the old saying, power corrupts.
And absolute power corrupts
absolutely.
Right.
So what do you have to have? You have to have diminished power that cannot be absolutely corrupt. So you're going to have a system of people that are uncorruptible. And then that's where your adjudication comes from. So you don't give one individual too much power. Because I know, Keith, when I gave you the power of the wheel, you told me where we was going, and I had to go somewhere else. And you drove me where you wanted me to go, if you know what I mean. But it's so important, and this is so, everything is all relative to what it is, what the problem is. And the problem is really corruption.
Yeah.
And we need to, now sometimes corrupt individuals write things and that overall writing becomes corrupt.
Right. So, and it goes.
But in this case, you can tell when it is and when it isn't.
Right.
And the Second Amendment is not corrupt. It's adjudicated corruptly.
Yeah.
And so the U.S. military is not corrupt. It's adjudicated corruptly.
Well, and then it's still not that fine, though, because that was the other point that I was making. Most of these things, when they're instituted pretty good. And they end up getting corrupt people to, but my point is they have to be monitored and bifold, because the institution itself will also become written to be corrupt. And I'll give you an example of what's going on right now, right? You see what's going on with Michigan and Wisconsin, right? And you see there where those people...
I was watching the game, Keith. I don't know what's going on in Michigan. All
right, what's going on is, you know, the Democrats in this blue wave took a lot of those seats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so in Wisconsin, they took over the DA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they took
mm-hmm.
over several key things.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Republicans done is they're going back and they're rewriting the law mm-hmm. in the Constitution.
That's where it can become corrupt.
That's what I'm saying.
Corruptible individuals can write. Yes, you can.
And that's what I was saying.
Hey,
so
Keith, they tried that here in North Carolina, too. They tried it here in North Carolina as well, because a Democratic governor got elected and the Republicans controlled the legislature. But the courts put a stop to that. And put a stop to what they were trying to do, and so those individual states of what they call it, the judiciary. That's when it steps in. Either it's gonna step in and do the right thing, or step in and do the wrong thing. But see, this is why I feel like this corruption persists, is because they get us into that mentality of gain. Of that gang mentality. Oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm a Democrat. So when Republicans doing something we know is corrupt, you know, because we're Republican, oh, we willing to allow it to happen, and because we think it's going to benefit us or what have you. So, you know, that partisanship, man, that's a beast, man, that I feel like allows corruption to go on. Look at how these liberals today is taking shots at Ivanka Trump for using a Gmail account instead of using a government account. Oh, but you said that wasn't important when Hillary Clinton set up her own server, which is far worse than me using a Gmail account. You really set up your own email server that totally circumvented the system. But because of partisanship, ain't nobody gonna get prosecuted. Watch.
Yeah, and it's because it's corrupt. This whole thing is really corrupt, and that's where we got to really sift out this corruption. And that's, you know, when we talked about that one, and this goes along with the one show that we had, and what's the system that we need to invoke that would purge out this one? And that's when Scotty said, first thing we got to do is, and that's really where this goes. And this goes, the Second Amendment is a part of that. As well, because they're doing that. See, what these judges did is they took and they corrupted, they adjudicated a new writing of the... See, they're trying to rewrite the Second Amendment.
Sure. They're changing the Constitution.
And then everything will be precedent set from what? Their writings.
Yeah.
That is not the Second Amendment that's corrupt, it's their adjudication and interpretation of the Second Amendment that is corrupt and criminal. Now it sets off for a criminal enactment of the government against the people. That's the crime. So listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Great, great show. Never too late. Keep looking at the... Yeah, I know. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Great show. We'll come back to this one as well. There's a lot of different things going on, and this, we're going to talk about the one individuals that were saying that all the gun owners should actually be killed in so many ways.
That was that comment.
Yeah, that's huge. So we're going to cover that. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. didn't give up.